This is Aris B&B Update, Episode 92, Foods of the World. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Aris B&B Update. I am here with...
Hello.
And you are?
Hello, I'm Brad.
Yes, don't forget who you are. We need to know that. And I am Shane.
I have amnesia.
Yes, that's bad when you have that, because then you don't even remember your name or where you live.
Yes, this isn't my house, I just wandered in here.
And they happen to have a microphone and computer.
Yes, with internet access and a Skype username that happened to have you added.
Yes, but yeah, we won't say your Skype name, though. It's quite an ingenious one.
No, it's not.
Brad is a blank, blank, blank. You can fill in the blanks. Anyway, so...
It's not rude. It's not.
The name is?
I'm not telling them.
No, you don't need to. You can figure it out. But you've had 4 Skype names in the past
year.
Yeah,
well, the thing is, when we used to record the show last year, I was going through a lot of computers at the time and going through computer trouble, so I'd be reformatting a lot. And I used to forget my Skype name and password, so instead of trying to recover it, I just used to create a new account.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's that. RuneScape updates. Did you go see the new city this week?
No. I haven't been on RuneScape to check the updates this week.
Well, they actually did an okay job this week compared to the last other.
Oh, it's a Dorgashun.
Yes. Dorgesh Khan. Kind of like that. No, I won't go in there. I won't go there.
Go where?
Well, you don't want to know.
Tell me on MSN.
Oh, no. 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 Star Trek 2.
Oh, God, no.
Wrath of Khan.
I thought it was something worse.
Khan.
I thought it was something worth hearing.
Anyways, in order to do this quest, you need or this go into the city, you need to do that Death to Dorgashun quest. That was, I forget when it was, but it had the Zanuck in it.
That was a long time ago, because I did that.
Yeah, so in order to get in the city, you need that. And then, basically, once you get in there, you can sell food. Like, they're what are they again? What's the race called?
Goblins.
Yes, yes, cave goblins. Basically, they want exotic surface foods, so if you bring them exotic foods, I'm thinking maybe shark, lobster, those kind of things, they'll reward you nicely, but they get sick of them after a while, so you can't just keep bringing them the same food over and over again.
Much like me. I honestly do. I get on at my father if he cooks the same thing more than... We had this last week.
And I think the response around here is, if you don't like it, cook your own.
I would, but we hardly have any food here.
Yes. So you can sell your food there. There's frog burgers.
My real
burgers.
Food.
Huh?
My real food. I can take my real food from my cupboard and give it to Jagex.
No, no, no. No. Oh, and there is a frog burger.
Frog burger?
Yeah, and so frog
kebabs.
The
French would eat.
No, the French eat frogs?
Yes, they throw frogs' legs.
Oh, really? Bastards. I didn't know that.
You didn't know the French eat frogs' legs?
No. Did you eat any when you went to France last summer?
Well, no, I didn't eat any last summer, but I have tried frogs' legs.
Are they good?
No, they are disgusting.
Ah. I was going to say you got a frog running around on RSB&B if you get hungry.
Oh, yes.
Nate, watch out. He's going to come eat your legs if he gets hungry.
Oh, they're apparently also eaten in China as well.
Oh, really?
In Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, they eat lots of stuff in China. I remember hearing once that they eat cats in China.
Yes, well, there's an awful lot of people in China. They probably eat...
Yeah, they have lots of people. Like, they have a quarter of the world's population, and they like, run out of food or something. So they have to get it from somewhere.
This is like turning into Foods of the World update.
What'd you have for lunch?
For lunch today, I had soup.
Oh, I had a sandwich. Anyways, I think that should be a cue to move on to the next part of this update. Crafting and fire making. You can get crafting and fire making experience there.
High-level crafting?
Yes, 87. To make these light bulbs. It's like...
What do they do?
It's like almost 1K XP per bulb. You make the glass bulb and then you stick a filament in it. It's basically a light bulb. And then the fire making part is if you can get these lights, light them and repair the lights that are around the city, it's 1K XP per light. And after you do 100, fix 100 lamps, you get a 5K bonus. So that's 100K and then plus 5K, so 105K. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's good if you are able to find any, but when I was walking around through there, I wasn't able to see any of these lights that actually needed to be fixed. So I think you'd have a hard enough time trying to figure out where to fix it. I don't know, maybe take a look. Or if you have high crafting, it's supposed to be pretty good.
See.
You can also steal things like kebabs and burgers from rather than actually buying them. Frog burgers again.
If you feel like being dishonest.
What?
If you feel like being dishonest and being a thief.
Yeah. Speaking of that, skill of the month is thieving.
Yes, well, it seems that one person seems to have that in the bag, don't they?
Who?
Well, I don't know, but I know one person who shall remain nameless because I don't feel like giving anybody publicity.
Okay.
But I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. They got 99, didn't they, in it? They went... I'm sure they've got over a million experiences.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I didn't even know that. So congratulations to whoever you are. Oh, and I'll move into this later on in the week, or later on in the show, about the next month's skill of the month. Okay.
If you ever have fishing for skill of the month, I may even be tempted to play a bit of RuneScape.
Oh, so are you saying if the new system picks fishing, you'll join in?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and you have a store there.
God, do I?
Yeah, Barlak has a store.
What does it sell?
I don't know. You bring him certain things. I forget what you bring him, but you bring him something and he'll reward you.
What does he give you?
Let me look that
Please
up.
Tell me it's not special favors.
Let me see. Then, if we find... Okay. Sometimes you'll receive a long bone or a curved bone from some of the larger creatures of RuneScape. Like, these are the creatures that are inside the dungeon that are past the city. If you take them to Barlak's store in the west of Dargish Khan, rather than burying them, he will offer you payment as well as teaching you about construction, providing you already have level 30 or higher.
That's good, I guess. Is the drop common or uncommon or what?
I'm not sure. Not sure on that, seeing as I didn't fight them, but I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
I'd like to know how much construction XP that is, but...
Yeah, I doubt it'd be that much. It is Jagex, after all.
Well, high-level updates. Level 70 agility needed for the new agility course. So, that's a high-level update, I guess. Because not many people have high agility.
Yeah, it's true.
But this new Slayer monster, you only need level 39 Slayer for, which is probably... Just like all the other ones, kind of has no point to them. It's just for the people that like Slayer, so... I don't know, I never really liked Slayer that much, unless I could get high levels, but that wasn't happening.
Yeah, plenty of people have got AC5 now, haven't they?
Yeah. Moving on, fishing trawler updated. Basically, now you catch more fish. You remember when we took a spin on it once, how crappy it was, right?
Yeah.
Well... Apparently they updated that, so we are doing that for, this month's official RSB&B event. More about that on the forums, and later in the show. Cows, chickens, and rabbits have been updated. Oh yes, and you remember when the behind the scenes for March came out, you were saying about the cows? They actually did.
Oh, yes.
They actually did make them have udders.
Ooh, psychic. Or they listened to the show and they thought, wow, that's a good idea.
Just a question, Earl. Are cows brown in England?
Well, the cows I see or saw were like, well, a mixture. They have some brown cows, then they have slightly reddish cows. Those are Jersey cows. Then they have sort of, the majority of the cows I saw were like black and white.
Yeah, I don't know why most of the cows are brown and black then. When the white is gone. But yet they drop white hides, so I don't know what's with that. So, I don't know. But this is on par with all their other updates and how they update the way the animal looks and how it is modeled. Like, before, now you can clearly see where the like vertexes are and everything, because in the polygon models of them I can see, so it's generally just a higher quality of thing now. And yes, that cows don't have white on RuneScape anymore, according to that picture you sent.
So Jugex, a cow racist,
I guess,
a cowist,
black.
So far we have a list of what Jugex hates. They hate the Russians,
penguins. Yeah.
And they're cows, it seems. Wow, Andrew Gower really has some issues deep down, doesn't he?
Oh, speaking of racism,
bugger. What have I got myself into this time?
No, not you. JX. There was a person in the city.
I saw a topic on the forum.
Yeah, did you see that?
Did they change it?
Yes. Person's name in the city was Nigger.
And honestly, right? The most probably one of the most offensive things you can call a black person, and they name an NPC after it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who made that mistake?
I don't know, but within a few hours after the update, it was changed back to Nipper.
Maybe it was one of the Jugex staff feeling a bit...
Yeah, so, like... Or a horrible inside joke that wasn't supposed to get out that actually did, but nonetheless, that's pretty bad.
Well, why do they not expect it to get out?
I know, like... Obviously, they were thinking they could change it before publish time, but that's just bad.
Yeah, it was probably like that on the test servers. They were all having a little racist laugh at it, and they thought, oh, we can change it, and then...
Somebody forgot to. But yes, it's been changed to Nipper, and it's kind of, the P and the G are kind of far away from each other on the keyboard to make that.
Yeah, so it's not like it was a simple mistake, was it?
Yeah, that's right. Ah, bad Jagex. Wonder if they're going to have any lawsuits from this.
If I had money, I would sue them.
For what?
I would sue Jagex for anything.
For what?
I would sue Jagex for taking 2 years of my life.
Oh, Alex got unmuted. Alex 43 on the newspaper.
Congratulations. Why did he get muted in the first place?
Did
he suggest an NPC name Nigger?
No, they thought he was advertising when a person blatantly asked him for the rest of the URL.
Okay.
And then basically they felt they sent PM saying there's no need for him to be muted. So I don't know.
What? They PM'd him on RuneScape, but yeah. He was muted and said, if you want to be unmuted, reply to this.
No, in his message center.
I thought Jagex was just toying with him. No. I'd do that as a joke. I'd message all the people who were muted and say, if you want to be unmuted, you've just got to say, please unmute me. Oh, I forgot. You can't.
That'd be mean.
Oh, yes, it would.
We have a few more updates. Technical updates. You can now rearrange items in your inventory without stopping what you're doing, like fishing fish or...
That used to annoy me. I used to like
wood.
I used to like messing about with the items and changing their positions.
So that's fixed now. Another reason for you to come back to fishing. Oh, yes, and also... The prayer delay from last week has been put back, because what was happening last week was they had it set so that it would activate the prayer once the signal reached the game server, which was obviously causing too much lag. So that's fixed.
Good.
The barrel chest anchor from the Great Brain Robbery now has a 100 strength bonus instead of the 87 it had before or whatever. And the crush attack has been increased to 92. And the price has also been reduced to 230k to have it repaired. Like, make up your minds already! Jeez!
Make up your minds already!
This is like the third time they changed it!
Yeah, well, Jagex are indecisive.
More than me. Okay. New world switcher on the login screen. It basically, you click the change world button at the bottom, it'll pop up all the worlds, and you can sort it by players, location, name, or just world number. It's definitely something useful. I took a picture of it on the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
More I saw somebody, there was a topic in the sandbox called shameless advertising. So whenever you advertise to a blog, I'm going to call it shameless advertising.
Oh. Okay, so that's that. I think that was a good update this week. Enough to kill certain, or almost try and, I guess, take a stab, I should say, at certain world switchers, right?
Hmm.
Anyways, and the poll for the week. What do you want most from a new skill? What do you want most?
I don't know.
The most popular vote is new ways to make money with 30%, followed by an enjoyable skill to train at 28%.
I would like something that was enjoyable to train more than something that made money, I think.
I know. Farming's enjoyable to train, though.
One's perception of enjoyable changes from person to person, Shane. Star Trek proves that.
You find that enjoyable?
No, I do not.
And you don't find farming enjoyable?
No.
Well, I guess that's certain, like how some people find mining enjoyable, some people find woodcutting enjoyable, and some people don't find farming enjoyable, so... Yeah, that's up to personal opinion, but new ways to make money, so... Is that basically saying that the majority of the RuneScape population is poor?
Yes. Yes. Is that like a little bit of tension? People right. Like having a shouting match?
No, I don't hear anything, do you?
I can hear something.
No, I'll fix that, don't worry.
Don't murder your sister, Shane.
No, I won't. I mean, post-processing of the show, that's the beauty of not doing it live.
Yes, otherwise everybody would get to hear this. You're missing out, people.
Hell yeah, we talk about lots of fun stuff. We're considering actually doing live shows again, you know?
But the way Shane's sister is acting, that might not be possible. They can't hear me.
No, maybe. I don't know, but okay.
I think I just heard a man. Is your dad home?
No.
Oh.
Is your dad home?
Yes, seeing as it is 20 past 10 in the evening.
Is he coming in?
No, he's not.
Okay. That's...
Why does your sister shout all the time?
I don't know, but there's your RuneScape updates this week, folks. Vote in that poll. And vote something other than money-making. Jeez, don't be so greedy. Should that be the title of this episode? Greed is what everyone wants?
No, it should be Shane's sister. Stop shouting.
I'm going to make it something about greed, I think. Okay, questions. Take this first one.
Right. What is your favorite genre of movies, and what's your favorite movie? And that is from Kelly Say, because you've spelled her name wrong.
Kelsey, jeez.
You put in an extra Y.
That's a typo.
Well, okay, Kelsey, whatever.
Okay, what's your favorite movie and genre?
I don't really have a favorite genre of movies. When I was a little younger, I used to like war films, but I don't like them so much now.
War films when you were younger?
Yes.
Like when you were like 10?
Yeah, like 11, 12, 13.
Really?
One of my little phases that I went through when I was younger was that I wanted to be in the army. I was only about 9 or 10 at the time, though, so but I don't anymore. My favorite movie now is probably, I told you, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, a movie called John Q.
Yeah.
By the guy who has a sudden needs a heart operation and he goes in and holds a whole hospital full of people hostage until he gets the heart for a son and blah, blah. Just, it's a good film.
Yeah.
Or Along Came a Spider is good with Morgan Freeman.
What's that about?
It's like a hostage situation. This senator, it's set in America, the senator's daughter gets kidnapped. Basically Morgan Freeman is this like small town cop who solves it's just a good film. Morgan Freeman is a good actor.
Okay.
So is Denzel Washington. Why are all the good actors black?
I don't know. Oprah Winfrey is black, and look how she's made progress.
Yes, she had a browser named after her. Mm-hmm. How lovely. I know, just for you people, I know it wasn't named after her, so don't go correcting me.
Okay.
Grammar Nazis.
My favorite... Okay, before we... I'm going to put a disclaimer out here that, yes, I do like Star Trek movies, but I'm going to go with something besides that.
Oh my god.
Well, first of all, favorite Star Trek movie. That would have to be either pretty much any of the First Contact, Insurrection, or Nemesis, one of those three. And for just basic general movies, there's stuff like, you know, those kind of action ones, like, I'm trying to remember what the latest ones are, like...
Peter Pan.
No, not, that's not action.
Cinderella?
No, like those kind of movies, like the, have you heard of the one called The Sentinel?
I know, The Lion King.
No, have you heard of that one called The Sentinel?
No.
It's an action one about the Secret Service protecting the president, and just basically a high-paced action movie.
I think a good film would be where the president dies.
Which president?
Any of them.
Oh, my.
Okay. I'm not picky.
But back to my decision, I'd have to, like any of those kind of action ones, like the... James Bond ones, so those are good, but...
Well, the recent James Bond one was decent, but I'm not a fan of Bond movies overall.
I didn't like the recent ones as much as the past other ones. Like
Sean Connery was the best Bond, though. You can't argue with that.
I didn't see any of those. That was before my time.
I thought you said you liked the older ones.
No, like, I'm talking, like, ones in my time. Like the ones
what, like
the
Dying of the Day?
Like the ones from the 1990s.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Tomorrow Never Dies, GoldenEye, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day. Like those ones. Okay, like Tomorrow Never Dies, that one's good. Did you see that one?
Yes.
In China and Frankfurt with the car that's remote controlled from the cell phone?
Yes, I can't remember. That was a couple of years ago. Well, no, it must be about 5 years ago now.
Yeah, that one was a really old one. Hmm. Like 1999 or something.
Doesn't seem... it's weird, because I can remember it, and I can remember it coming out, and it's mm-hmm. must have been quite...
And there's Die Another Day, but yeah, those kind of movies, basically like that. Thank you, Kelsey, formerly known as Bibuser, called other things, Bibfoot, Bibuser, whatever else people like
to call her. Does her name imply she uses bibs?
I asked about that.
I don't mean bibs as in uses, I mean does she use them to do things for her, much like you use me to do things for you.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
I thought she was a he when I first heard the name.
So did I. For like 6 months before I talked to her on MSN or before she posted a picture, I was convinced it was a guy.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Next one. Have you ever watched an American Pie movie? If so, which one is your favorite? Maniacs.
I think I've seen one or two of them, but I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them. What are they about?
It's like American teen movie. They're pretty crappy, really. I don't know, actually. I've only seen bit of one when it was on television, but... No. They aren't that good.
Yeah, I don't watch those kind. They just don't appeal to me.
Yeah, trashy American teen movies. Yes, they are pretty crap.
That was from Maniacs, thank you. I'll take this one. When will we at RSB&B be finally blessed with a writing form? You'd better answer this one from Game Freak, which with the weird-looking smiley face. Well, it just so happens that Game Freak is a member of the newspaper staff. And thank you, Game Freak, for advertising the newspaper. If you want to write at RSB&B, the best thing for you to do is join the newspaper. Applications are still open. They can be sent to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com.
That's not what he's asking.
I don't think we'll be blessed with a writing forum, then.
Why not?
We're not a writing website.
No, we are a typing website.
Yeah, that works on stuff like...
tech.
Yes, and RuneScape. Did you like how I transitioned his question to an advertisement for the newspaper crew?
Yes. Shane, you missed out some of the best questions this week.
What?
You didn't put them on the wiki. There's like the one which says, Shane, what is the point of your Star Trek obsession? Why do you insist on dragging it into everything?
Okay, well, we can answer it. Who's it from?
It's from... Vivada.
I don't know what the point of it is. I just happen to bring it in because I know it so well and I can make associations to everything.
Why did somebody ask Shane, do you live with your mother?
I don't know. I just... That question has been asked before. He's the same
Brad,
person.
Do you have a girlfriend?
He's the same person who thought I was like 40 or something.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that he asked you if you lived with your mother and me if... Okay, no.
Well, yeah, I still live at home. What about you? Do you?
Yes, I still live at home. I'm only 16.
But girlfriend?
What?
Girlfriend? He's wondering?
Shut up. No, I don't.
See, I didn't think you wanted to answer that, so I didn't put it in.
The majority of women are a waste of time. Okay, I say majority, that's unfair. All women are a waste of time.
Okay, back to the program. Next question is from Gancha, who lives somewhere in Europe.
Belgium, I believe.
Okay. Belgium waffles.
Okay, right, shall I
Give
read
us,
this?
Yes, do it.
Give us your PC specs, ... How many nukes does Canada really have, and how many in Edmonton? That's from Gonchar.
So what, you give your PC specs first.
Okay, hang on a minute. Control panel, system, isn't it? When I find the tab, because I'm incredibly slow. Okay, where the hell is it? There it is, right.
You could just right-click on my computer and go properties.
Okay, I have an Intel R Pentium 4 I have an Intel R Pentium R 4 CPU, 3.06 gigahertz, 2 gig of RAM. And I have an ATI X1300 graphics card.
There you go. That's what Brad has. How does that play WoW for you?
It's quite good, actually. It was quite a cheap card, actually. I think it was only about 60 or 70.
Because the MacBook Pro has an X1600.
Yeah, they do World of Warcraft for Macs, don't they?
Yeah. Okay. So that's yours. P4, one of the classic, I think that's probably Northwood before they transitioned over to the Core structure. My computer now. It's an AMD X2 3800 dual core, 2 gigabytes of RAM, tons of hard drive space. I don't even know how much anymore.
I have 180 gig of hard drives.
Yeah.
Hard drive.
And, yeah, so that's basically my main recording the show one still until I'm able to figure out how to do it on the Mac and Counter-Strike one. Oh, yes, and a 7800 GT graphics card, which I really, really like. Oh, and then just the standard MacBook Pro, 2.16 GHz, Core 2 Duo, 2 gigabytes of RAM, 120 gig hard drive. There you go. And as for Canada's nuclear arsenal, I have no idea because I got some woman... How do you spell arsenal, anyways?
A-R-S-E-N-A-L.
How do you spell A-R-S-E?
And I just spell ass. What are you calling me, Shane?
I'm looking for Canada's nuclear arsenal.
Let me type it. God, I'm lying in an awkward position. Right, arsenal. There we go.
Oh, I see it now. I have no idea how many we have, but basically...
I'm going to hazard a guess at one.
Well, no. We don't actually have any. But we have launching silos for the U.S. nukes northeast of Edmonton here.
Basically, you're the United States' bitch.
Yeah,
as
there's a small town northeast of here called Cold Lake, which has a missile silo and is able to...
So if the U.S. says, let us launch nukes from your country, Stephen Harper will just say, yes, master,
well, it is.
Launch the nukes from our country.
Well, they are their missiles.
Yeah, but you're just going to let them launch them from your country?
Well, there was...
Are you total pushovers?
Well, there was a treaty during the Cold War where there would be like trials because it is close to Russia, like going over the Arctic, you know.
So you're joining the whole Jagex brigade of hating Russians?
No,
now,
no, no. I'm just saying that Cold Lake was a launching site in the Cold War.
Hmm.
Just in case anything ever happened. So, yes. And none in Edmonton, Gontcha. Sorry about that.
That you know of.
Even our military base is right on the city line. Next question from Bloober Singer for Brad. Which is your favorite book / series?
How is that for me? For me, I mean. Okay, anyway, my favorite book. My favorite book is a book by a man called Richard Dawkins.
Oh, I could have guessed that.
The God Delusion.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah.
Or no, but I have a lot of favourite books, really. It's difficult to pick just one. I like The God Delusion. There's another book written by Dawkins about genetics called The Selfish Gene. That's very interesting. I also like, of course, The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. George Orwell, 1984, Down and Out in Paris and London is also a good book. And Aldous Huxley, Brave New World.
Oh, I read that one. That one was good.
Yeah.
Brave New World.
Read 1984.
Yes, I should, but I have stuff to do.
Like RS.
Yes, and the site and school. Thank you, Blue, Bersinger, Jamie.
Aren't you going to answer that?
What? I did. I said I don't really read that much.
Oh,
and I agreed that Brave New World was a good book.
It is a good book.
Yes. Okay, you take this next one.
In the future, would you like RSBNB to be a much bigger community, or do you prefer it this way? That's from Alex. Alex.
I like it how it is, don't you?
So do I. I used to like it when it was smaller, but things got to grow.
Yep, that's right. I'm...
But I think it's at a nice size now. I wouldn't want it to get so big where, you know, I mean, I see members now with 500 posts, and I think, God, I've never seen you around before.
Yeah. So.
Or you see, But I think it's nice seeing a lot of the older people around. I mean, now one would probably constitute old as being from late 2005, early 2006, almost a year. But
mm-hmm. Well, then if that's the case, then I'm a dinosaur.
There's your electric chair again. Ding.
Who would I put in the electric chair?
Your sister.
No.
Well, your parents would.
No. Is that even what electric chairs sound like?
I don't know what electric chairs sound like. But I mean, it actually sounds like somebody's doing chicken in a microwave or something. It goes ding when the microwave's done.
No, that was the clothes dryer. Yes.
Stop. Does your mother always do laundry while we record the update?
Oh, most of the time. Okay, I'll take this next one from Ranging God. I got my computer put together. It works fine. The only problem is when I boot up and after the motherboard picture appears, another black screen starts and says CPU fan error. Press F1 to continue. I press F1 and then it keeps booting fine. I checked my fan and it's working fine. I can't see anything wrong with it. Any ideas? Basically, what happens in this situation is, what I'm thinking is this, is that most computers nowadays are wired in the motherboard to support two fans. Yours might only have one, the CPU fan and the power supply fan. I know that's what I have. I only have my CPU fan and power supply fan. But new motherboards are wired for two fans, a fan that goes on the back and a CPU fan. So in reality, it's only detecting the CPU fan because that's the one that's there. It should be fine. Mine's fine. What I recommend for doing that is to just turn off the alert in the BIOS. Most of the BIOS is you just press the delete key, and then you can go in there and turn off the alert for fan 2 or fan 1, depending on whatever one it is. So just check the BIOS to turn off fan alerts. That's all. Thank you, Ranging God. And Brad is back.
I seem to be good at taking breaks while you're taking computer questions.
Okay, you can take this next one.
Hi, this is a kind of random question. Why do you think male RuneScape players who buy and wear dragon skirts because they have the same stats as dragon and are a lot less expensive? One more question. What do you think drops the most level 3 clues? I can never seem to get any. Thanks, RF10S7. I think it is because it's a lot cheaper and it gives the same stats.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfectly fine, right?
Yes, Shane. Male's wearing skirts. There's no
problem. No, I haven't bought one yet. But we still wear skirts when we go KQing, remember?
Yes, you do.
There's nothing wrong with it. Heck, even Mushroom Queen offered to give me her dragon skirt.
And I bet you jumped at that opportunity, didn't you?
No, I didn't, because she didn't have members at the time.
But, why did she offer it to you? Was she just teasing you?
Do
you
want maybe. My dragon skirt? Who knows? So, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with it. What drops are most level 3 clues?
I would say I used to get mine from Greater Demons at the cage. Mm-hmm. Just be sure to take Tilly Grabs.
Yeah. Greater Demons are good. Or if you want to go ranging, just do Hellhounds in the Taverly Dungeon. That's what I say. Thank you. Next one. Oh boy. What do you think of different types of accounts? There are people who train evenly, people who focus on combat skills, and the various many types of peers. Also, which category do you think you fit into, and would you deliberately focus on becoming a specialized type of character? Gassan, 344. Honestly, there's no point for any of those different kinds of characters, because they just limit what you can do, unless you're PKing, which you...
Well, I think skill pures are nice.
Yeah, they're nice, but you can't Abyss Runecraft with them, because they only have 10 hit points.
So it's I don't know, I see no problem with it.
It's more of an accomplishment?
I think when you get those high levels without combat, it is a bit more of an accomplishment.
Yeah, or if you get 50 Slayer without combat.
Yes.
I was at that guy's party who we interviewed for the newspaper, Zami guy.
I was at Zamorak.
Yeah, I was at his 50 Slayer party, done entirely with magic lamps and stuff.
That's impressive.
Yes. So there's nothing wrong with skill peers. I like normal accounts, but we're leaving the peer debate for another day. Oh, and I consider myself a skiller who has a high combat level. What about you? Fisher?
Yeah, I think I prefer skills.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Thank you, Kassan. 344. You know, that sounds like a race from you know where.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this one's for both of us. You read it.
Okay. What do you think? Okay, no, sorry. Shane. What the? Shane, are you fat? I asked this because I assume you're afraid of showing your real-life picture to people because you don't want people mocking your weight. That's a pretty, it's pretty presumptuous. Yeah. You immediately think everybody who doesn't... Using that logic, I could say this guy's fat because he's never posted a picture of himself. Maybe he is. But I'm just... that's a bit of a stupid assumption.
No.
But,
no, the answer is no.
He's just big boned. No. I've not seen a picture of him either, so... I'm as much in the dark as the rest of you.
Yeah, nobody has seen that picture.
Except Mike. That's well, no, right. Even Mike hasn't seen it. Mike, he wears a paper bag over his head when he goes out.
No.
And Brad, can you speak German? If so, say something really long to impress me. Ugh.
Do it.
Mein Deutsch ist furchtbar.
What was that?
My German is terrible. It is. I mean... My vocabulary isn't that bad, but I always get told by people when I try and speak German that my word order is all messed up. Oh, I don't know, no. It's just...
Zig Heil.
Yes.
I don't know. What else can you say in German?
Twist and Forgotten Zweig. I probably said that wrong because I haven't said it in years. But it's
that means something like you want a drink, right?
No, you're a ridiculous front garden gnome.
Oh.
No, Du bist Stein. No, you're a front garden gnome. I can't remember the ridiculous bit.
Forget it. German sounds like a tough language to learn.
No, it's not a tough language. I'm just a retard.
Okay, thank you, Cowboy of Death. Strange questions that forced me to edit this show.
Why?
Well, you swore.
Okay, let's
move on. Seriously think we gotta start doing these things live and then just put an explicit tag on them.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll make a poll about that with this week's show.
How many people do you think would listen?
I don't know. Should I put up a poll saying, would you listen to the show live if it was recorded at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. GMT?
Yes, yeah.
We could do that. I could put up a poll.
Do any of you play musical instruments? Also, have you ever heard anybody play the accordion? If so, what did you think of it? That's from Shadow Master.
No, I don't play any musical instruments.
I used to play the saxophone like 3 or 4 years ago, but I gave that up because I'm not musically inclined.
That's the first thing you told me when I added you to become a mod.
I played... Shane just added me and I started randomly spamming that I played... No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. Well, I think I must have just stopped playing at that time. I sort of gave it up because I wasn't committed enough.
You were 14 back then.
I was 14.
Wow.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years.
With a few tiny breaks in between.
Only one? Is there only one?
I don't know.
Two. No, one. Oh, I don't know. At least I came back.
Have any of you ever heard someone play the accordion? If so, what do you think of it?
I can honestly say that I've never heard anybody play the accordion.
Isn't that what Irish music was played with?
Yeah.
I don't know. Accordion's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was okay.
I've never heard it.
Okay. Thank you, Shadow Master. Dear Shane, how do you and Brad talk together using Audacity or Skype? Me and someone I know are going to make one and wondering how to do it. XOR99. Oh, this is a famous question. I should start charging money each time I answer it. Basically, what happens is, first of all, you need Skype in order to make the long-distance calls for free. Because it would definitely add up if I was to make a call to Germany for free, or for, like, not free, like using a landline. And plus, it also makes it easier to record since it's on the computer. So ideally, what you do is you get your two people using Skype. You record yourself coming in on one track with a USB microphone, and you record the output of the other track on another, or the other output of your sound card on another track. Fucking phone.
Yeah, I thought I could hear it. Ooh, Shane's war.
That was upstairs. Oh, I need to invest in a soundproof room.
Yeah.
Thank you, XOR. That's how you do it. You record each track using something like Adobe Audition. But you can't do it with Audacity. As always, I recommend Hot Recorder if you're not willing to use something like Audition. Thank you. Tech news. Apple TVs have started... Oh, now you're going to go have a nap?
No.
Apple.
Well, yes, well, you do tech news.
But I got good tech news this week.
Okay, I'll give it a chance then.
Apple TVs have started shipping. Basically, an Apple TV is a device that syncs your iTunes with your TV. So, in essence, an iPod for a TV. Basically, the problem is that it requires you to have a widescreen HD TV. Doesn't work with your old traditional TVs like the CRT tubes that we all have, right? Well, you have a plasma, right?
Yeah. I do.
Oh, God, that's nice. You guys must have lots of money, like embezzling foreign funds from Germany and converting...
Or a lot of debt. You guess which.
Oh, I get it. I know how that works. Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about that later.
Are you a financial panther, Shane?
Yeah. Basically, it needs an HDTV, and they're just trying to aim ahead of where everyone is now. Oh, and get this, it doesn't come with any cables.
That's good. Is it good or is it bad? No, it's bad.
Well, it's bad, because other things, like in the US, like TiVo can do all the stuff that it can. Like, even an Xbox can do this. Like, I don't know, you can't even record TV shows, Personally, I don't see the reason to get one. unless you have a huge library of online or music, photos, and videos online, or on your computer, I mean. So that's the only reason why I'd go with one of those. Is if you had, like, all your movies or something in iTunes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. Started shipping. Adobe Apollo has been launched. Basically, Apollo is a desktop application development kit that uses web technology. So basically, your HTML, Flash, and JavaScript. Figures Adobe can do this now because they have Macromedia and they have Dreamweaver to do the scripting of it. I don't know, I think this is a good thing. It's actually rather important because the way things are going, applications are heading to be on the web, if you know what I mean, and like your desktop applications will be on the web. So, like, examples of that now are these instant messengers that work on the web, that are web applications that are designed to replace a desktop application, or Google Calendar, or Writely, which is also another Google product. So, I don't know, it's definitely an important enabling people to do this easily, I think. You going to build any applications?
I doubt it.
Okay. And now we got the Pandora lawsuit.
Oh, what's that music?
Pandora. You know Pandora, right?
Yeah.
Basically, you enter in some band names that you like and it'll find similar
it's
music.
It's good. I've used that. Yeah, I've used that.
It finds similar music, and when each track comes along, you rate it yes or rate it no, and then based on that, it finds more music for you, based on stuff that you've never heard of before.
I find a fair few bands.
Yeah, so basically this is an internet radio discovery service. But as usual, the RIAA is trying to get it shut down because it is digital and it can just be copied through the analog hole. So basically it says, internet radio is hostage to a blatantly discriminatory double standard that was written into the federal statute governing webcasting several years ago, followed by an intensive lobbying effort by the RIAA. We need to readdress this and create a more level playing field. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, that's just the way things are going, right? Like, music online, TV online, videos online, right?
Yeah.
Like, look at YouTube. Do you see, like, on the BBC, for an example, do they use YouTube videos for stories?
No. Why?
The Canada, this one, Global News in Canada, the National News and the Global, National News and the Local News, Global Network, both use YouTube videos in their stories, like, almost on a nightly basis now.
Like, that's interesting.
They've been using YouTube for quite some time now, and I think that's the way to go. They're the only ones, to my knowledge, in Canada that are doing that, so that's actually why I like them for my news network, Canada.com. GlobalNational.com, that's my nightly news. Like, they podcast every single news broadcast that's national, so that's definitely going in the right direction. These record companies just need to realize that this is the way it's going and accept it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're done with this. Just try it out. Pandora.com. Rants, rants, rants.
I have three rants.
Yes, take the first one.
Okay. Well, great. 2.5 hours of centrated work, and I managed to get to Jad. Had perfect spawn. But finally, I was reading the forums before going on Jad till I see people ranting about slow prayers. I was getting scared, .. Anyways, I started to fight, and he switched prayers. 55 hit, okay, still 35 HP. He switched again from attack, 15 hit, 20 HP left. After some time, he switched again from attack, knockout, dead, !! You get the idea. Great, 2.5 hours for nothing. By the way, I was concentrated and switching perfectly, but the prayers are way too slow. OMFG, Jugex, PLZ, make the prayers fast again, !! Is this a problem? Slow prayers?
They fixed it this week. This was a problem last week with the, where the prayer would only be activated once the signal reached the game server. but they made it client-side again, so this one's been addressed, actually. Which is good. You want to take this next one? There's really nothing else to say about that one, unless you have something to say.
No, I don't have anything to say about that.
Like, number one enemy when doing the fight caves, I think, or fight pits? Fight caves, yes. Number one enemy of mine, so. Yes. Okay. Next one.
Okay, are you reading this one or what?
I'll take the last one.
Okay. Come on, Jagex. Make a new thing so you can choose whether you want to follow on or on, friends or off, because people following me asking for money and stuff, and this will not work in the world, and this thread isn't ranting about people's behavior. And if you're going to say, well, why don't you tell your which world so I'm buying something from world two, you expect me to choose which worlds after spending 20 minutes to get into that world, why would I leave? And for the people that are going to say, well, add them on the ignore list, well, my ignore is full, has 100 people on it. And people are going to say, well, don't look rich, don't I have the right to wear what I want after I work hard for it? Is this what Jagex is trying to teach their players? To harass each other is what you want, Jagex, is it? Read the last sentences of this post. Made a good point. That this person is obviously retarded.
This is about the following people. You know, honestly, yeah. I don't have much of a problem with this, probably because I just have the quest point cape, which I think is fairly well accepted now.
Yes.
I get the occasional do emote. Trekkie had one person follow him from Ardoin to Sears in order to do his fishing emote. That's just funny. Like, give up already. Like, there's... But to address this, if you have someone following you, you know there's that little glitch where if you run around quickly around a corner, they'll get caught behind a fence or something? Just do that. And then just continue running. That's what I do.
I just used to teleport, log out.
Yeah. God. Like, some people don't seem to have that much patience, right? Are you a patient?
I am very impatient.
Are you a patient boy?
Yes, I'm impatient.
Impatient or patient?
I am impatient.
Oh, why?
Because I am.
I think I'm fairly patient about things.
I am not patient. Well, I'm patient to a degree, but I'm not so patient that I'm a pushover.
Hmm. Yeah, like I won't give things to people if they need something or whatever. You know, it's just annoying when someone's following you.
Yes, indeed.
Why are you yawning?
Because it's late.
It's not that late.
It's almost 11.
Okay, thank you for the rant. Last one.
Your rant.
Yes, I believe that Carl's Coif is rubbish. I can tell you that the person who wrote this rant is British because we don't use the word rubbish over here.
Well, that's your loss, isn't it?
It's extra long when it could just be four letters. C-R-A-P. Mainly the range attack bonus. Carl's Coif has a range attack bonus of 3. That's right, 3. Why does an item needing 70 range defense to wear only have a 3 range attack bonus? Let's compare it to other helmets that give range attack bonus and their requirements. Cowl? I think that's... Is that Cowl or Coif?
I'm not sure.
Cowl, yeah. Cowl gives 1 range attack. Coif gives 2. 20 range required. Carl's Coif fits in here with 3 range attack bonus, needs 70 range in defense. Snakeskin Bandana gives 4 range attack bonus, 30 range and defense. Archer Helmet gives 6 range defense. 45 defense. Fremenic Trials Quest... Spined Helm gives 6 range bonus, and oh my god, this just keeps going on and on. Basically, it's saying that the 4D range, 3rd age item, Coif gives 9 range attack bonus, which only needs 65 range. So basically, what this is saying is that Barrows is underpowered. As well as giving an extremely low range attack bonus, it costs 60k to repair. None of the other helmets that give a bonus do this. My idea, increase the Carl's Coif attack to around 7 or 10. It really should be more than what it is at the moment. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, it is a bit underpowered for the set, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Carol's, as the whole set, is underpowered.
He was the rejected one who never got what he wanted because he was sleeping. Remember that rant?
I do remember that. Wow, that's scary. Wow.
Garak and Guthan got what they wanted. So, I don't know. That's just what happened. But yes, it is underpowered. That's why nobody buys it. Okay. End of rants. What have we been up to? Section of the show. What have you been doing?
Not much.
World of Warcraft studying?
Yes, studying. Lot of studying. Bugger.
Me too. But that'll be over in 10.
Being messed about by certain people.
Who?
You know who you are.
Who?
I'm not going to name names. But people messing me about does not...
Do they listen to the show?
I'm pretty sure that she does.
Oh, okay.
I hate people messing me about.
Within a month, that'll all be done because my classes will be done. That'll be a nice feeling.
What? You'll be done for the year?
Mm-hmm.
Bugger. Lucky you. What?
Right, I just remembered that you go until July and only have 1 month off.
Shut up. This is pretty much my last compulsory year, so if I wanted, I could just drop out, do nothing, and play World of Warcraft all day.
Like creepy?
But I'm not going to do that. What?
Like creepy, how he just stays home and plays Gears of War?
Yeah, some other people do stuff like that. No, I'm actually going to go into, I'm going to go to college.
Oh yeah, that's good. So does that involve going back to England or what?
Well, it'll have to because I can't go to a German college. So if we haven't moved back by then, I'll probably have to go stay with family.
Oh, fun, hey?
No, not fun. My family are not fun. They're English. Anyway.
Just like their tea and crumpets then.
What is the fascination with tea and crumpets?
I don't know.
I had a crumpet this morning, as a matter of fact.
Okay, enough of that. Brad's going to go live with family or back to England by September. What events this weekend? The fishing trawler. You can read more about that on the forums. As I was saying, we did do that because it was updated, so be sure to show up. Let me pull up the date and time for you. In three... Here it is. Let's see. Fishing Trawler, Port Cazard, World 132 on March 25th, which is the Sunday, at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. EST, 8 p.m. GMT. It's a bit of a whacked up time zone this month because daylight savings came earlier in North America than the rest of the civilized world, so... We kind of had to pull it back an hour earlier to keep it at the same time, North American. But that's better for you guys who are in Europe, right, Brad?
Yeah.
8 p.m. GMT instead of 9 p.m. on a Sunday night. Oh, well, I think we can still fit most of the people in. Because anybody who plays RuneScape should be over the age of 13 and should have a bedtime of at least 10 p.m., right?
Yes, sorry, I got distracted.
No distractions. Anyways, yes, so be sure to show up. We'll have some fish for you there. RSB&B Informer applications. I am still waiting for them. I've only gotten four. Jeez, submit, people.
God, please, we need more.
Please
we need.
Submit.
Submit. Resistance is futile.
No, we're not the Borg. We've got the economics...
Oh my god, did I just quote something from Star Trek?
Yes, you did.
Oh my god. unclean.
Yeah, so basically submit an application, fill out the first part no matter what you're applying for, because we need to know you can write, and fill out the both writing parts if you are just going for writer, or... It's all defined in the topic, but yes, thank you. Oh, and I should also mention that I'm working on a new Skill of the Month system to automate Skill of the Month signups. So, basically, This will automate it. Skill picking will be automated. So basically, you'll have a week before the month starts to sign up, and the winner will be announced promptly the next day after the signature has been made. So yes, you can sign up. And according to Creepy Pirate, the new system is named Fred.
Why is it called Fred?
He named it that because it's replacing him.
Okay.
Kind of makes you wonder about his name, right? Oh, and I do want to mention I got a new signature from Mushroom Queen. Thank you so much. Have you seen it?
Seen what? Oh, your sig, yes, it's very good, very good.
Yes, I posted it on the blog, shane.rsbnb.com.
Brad.rsbnb.com. Go shameless advertising.
I think we're done.
Yes, we are done.
Okay, so with that said, see you next week from Brad at brad.rsbnb.com and shane.rsbnb.com. Thank you. See you, everyone.
Goodbye. Boom, 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 boom. Another show.